Encounter 10 people these days, and odds are one is going hungry. I'm David Brancaccio. The two most powerful economic policy people arguably in the world are testifying about the economy for the second day in a row. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified yesterday before the House Financial Services Committee. Nancy Marshall-Genzer covers Washington for us. Nancy, what did they have to say about the pace of recovery at this point?
Well, Yellen reminded lawmakers that the economy still has about 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic, and a lot of people are still hurting.
There are 22 million people who say they don't have enough food to eat. One in 10 adults are hungry in America.
But Yellen says the latest COVID relief package will help pull people through the pandemic, and she even thinks we'll be back to full employment by next year.
Next year. But there is also the question of inflation that must have come up, right?
Yes, quite a few times. The question is, how do you make sure the economy doesn't grow too much, too fast, triggering inflation? And Chair Powell answered that. And he said there is a lot of pent-up consumer demand. And when people start going out again and spending, there could be a temporary spike in inflation.
We've been living in a world of strong disinflationary pressures around the world, really, for a quarter of a century. And we don't think that a one-time surge in spending leading to temporary price increases would disrupt that.
But Powell did say the Fed has tools to deal with inflation if needed. That is, it could raise interest rates to make borrowing more expensive. That would tamp down spending and cool off the economy. But Powell said we're a long way away from that. And the Fed is okay if inflation rises above its 2% target, arguing that it'll average out to 2% over time.
Nancy, thank you. Coming off a weak Tuesday, stock prices have just turned mixed this morning, with the Dow up 0.7%, 211 points. The S&P is up 0.3%, with the NASDAQ actually just turned down 0.3%. We called Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, meaning stocks, at Aviva Investors to explain all the flippy-floppy.
Interest rates have gone up. And when they go up, people start to think, well, that's good. The economy is getting better. The economy does very well when interest rates rise gradually. And it means that the economy is proving we're coming out of this pandemic. At the same time, a lot of people look at interest rates going up and say, oh, no, that's really bad because it means inflation. Prices are going up. So you have this back and forth in the market that will probably continue for the next couple of months as people try to decide what stance they're taking.
I know, right? So if I bluntly ask you, so which one is it, good inflation or bad inflation ahead? You would have to say.
I think we are going to see year-over-year price increases, and that does mean that we're going to see things going up and interest rates might go up, but it's because we were at a standstill in the economy last year. I'm in the camp that I think it's good inflation. Let's talk again about it in the fall.
Susan Schmidt, she's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. She works out of the Chicago office. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And one big old oil tanker was stuck in the Suez Canal today, really wedged in for quite a while. But there's news from the scene now that crews appear to have gotten it floating again. So some progress on a key trade route. A performance review for the CEO of the world's fifth largest economy. That's one way to think about California Governor Gavin Newsom, likely facing a recall election this fall that could mean he has to leave before his first term ends in 2022. Frustrated by his handling of the pandemic, organizers behind the recall campaign say they have well over 1.5 million signatures required to make the ballot. Signatures will be verified next month. 20 states can recall governors. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on how the chips may fall.
Recalls are weird, or at least they were considered weird back in 2003 when the idea of a celebrity with zero political experience holding major public office was more far-fetched than it is now.
So let's make sure to vote yes on a recall, vote yes for Arnold, and vote yes for the Californian people.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, winner of the only successful recall in California history and the state's last Republican governor. Recalls are also weird when it comes to money, as in no ceiling on fundraising for efforts to keep the current governor in his job or to kick him out. Rob Stutzman was Schwarzenegger's communications director in 2003. He says for Gavin Newsom,
it really opens up a huge avenue for him to raise volumes of money in order to defend himself.
It also opens up a huge avenue, more like an interstate, for money to get rid of Newsom. Hundreds of millions of dollars are expected to flood into California.
So the potential for out-of-state money to come in to a governor's race in California now is much higher in the context of the recall than it typically would be.
Then there's the off-season stimulus package for pollsters and political strategists. Republican Kevin Faulkner, the former mayor of San Diego and so far the biggest threat to Newsom, will have plenty of professionals in his campaign. But you don't need any staff or experience or party endorsement to get your name on the ballot. You don't even need clothes.
The federal government wants to outlaw adult film stars like Mary Carey. As a California voter, you can stand by and watch this happen.
Or you can elect me governor of California because I'll stand up for the adult industry.
That's a 2003 campaign ad for Mary Carey, an adult film actress. That Velcro sound was her ripping off an orange jumpsuit to reveal a red, white, and blue bikini. Carey was one of 135 candidates on that recall ballot. There were also used car salesmen, hotel owners, beer makers, all looking for a little fame. Carey is hinting at another run. Lars Perner is a marketing professor at USC.
You really have to try hard to stand out and be wackier than most of the other nutcases who are running.
And it takes just 7,000 signatures and $3,900 to get on the ballot. In Sacramento, capital of a state that again has the fifth largest economy in the world, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
After that, you want me to give the bond yield here? Well, the 10-year interest rate, which is also important, is pretty steady this morning, up slightly at 1.64%. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.